Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Fly man, I'm like choppers, choppers. Better cook those breasts, cold butter my fist. We fire starters, starters. One out of a million, we'll reach those heights. Always had a feeling that I won't deny. Now what? Never could toss. Look in my eyes, I'm on the rocks, guys.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. How's everybody doing today? Hollywood will be with us in a few minutes. He's running a little behind schedule today. But hey, did everybody see the Hollywood and Mike show last night? Oh my God. Let me tell you, Gray, your favorite biker is so hilarious. I could not stop laughing during the show. I could barely speak. I was laughing so hard. He is amazing. If you do not watch his content on TikTok, you need to go check it out. He's got all these different characters. He's himself. Oh man. Let me tell you what. He was cracking me up last night. Well, and then there was the serious side, right? There was the serious side, of course, because you always got to have a serious side, you know, telling us about what's going on down there in Texas and how, you know, I was a little confused because I'm not a history buff like Hollywood and obviously like how Gray are, talking about how, you know, that they were like a country and like I don't know nothing. Look, my side looks so funny because there's like nobody sitting in my chair. I look good with the name Hollywood underneath it though, don't I? I'm kind of cute, can't help it. So it was a very boring weekend here in this state. It got confused. It was in the 50s one day, it was in the 30s the next day, now and then it was back in the 40s, and now I think it's in the 20s. Man, Mother Nature needs to make up her mind and figure out what she's planning on doing with this weather. I'm not minding the no snow. I'm okay with that. Oh, snow, swear word. Don't say that out loud in public. But I'm not minding it, but I know there's some people out there that plow for a living and they're probably not too happy because the Midwest can't make up its mind on what it wants to do. But eventually, it'll happen. It'll happen. I'm sure it will. Or maybe it won't. I don't know. It could go either way. We'll figure it out eventually. Or Mother Nature will. Or maybe she won't. Because I swear that woman's more bipolar than I am. She hasn't got a clue of what she's doing with this world and this weather. She's cray cray. She needs to calm it down a notch. You know what I'm saying? Steve, we spent all day yesterday under tornado watch and severe storm. Oh man, that's terrible. I know, Hollywood looks like me and I am invisible. Isn't that great? It's awesome. I told you, he's running a little behind schedule. He's running a little behind schedule. It's all right. He'll be here soon. Hey, I hope so. I've been noticing the weather in a lot of states have been real funky. So, yeah, she needs to stop being bipolar and get off her PMS, Miss Mother Nature, and do the right thing. Give the right state the right weather. Or just make us all 70 degrees. You know, make every state 70 degrees. It'd be great. Yeah, you guys are cracking me up. What female isn't bipolar, though? Seriously. Well, you know, you got a good question there, Jason, because, you know, all women are bi. You just got to figure out if it's sexual or polar. You know, it can go either way, you know, or they're both. You know, it is what it is. And, you know, it's funny because a lot of people, y'all think it's bipolar. Let me tell you, usually it's just PMS. Okay, it's like a permanent PMS. That's what it is. You know, bipolar is a little bit worse, but it's usually a permanent PMS. Then when they get off that PMS, then that's probably when it turns into more of the bipolar stage. Because let me tell you, I was pretty cranky when I was, you know, back in those PMS days. But, you know, after you go through menopause, it's a totally different world. Let me tell you, it is a big time different world. Because, you know, been there, done that, you know, over it. It is what it is. So, did you guys do anything fun this weekend? I mean, we started watching a good movie called The Christmas Train last night. We didn't finish it, though. But I think we're going to finish it tonight. It was on Prime. You guys watching any good Christmas movies? You watching any of the old stuff? You know, come on. Charlie Brown's Christmas. The Christmas Story. I remember one year Christmas Story was on like 24/7 on this one channel. That was crazy. How much can you tolerate watching Ralphie and not shooting his eye out, right? Well, have a good time at work there, Maniac Media. Have a good time at work. Just saying. I love all the old school ones too, Steve. I really do. You know, you can't go wrong. What's National Lampoon's? Don't they have a Christmas one as well? Or my favorite is Elf. I like watching Elf, especially when the little midget runs across the table and like jumps on him and attacks him. That's like my favorite scene. But I mean, there's so many good Christmas movies, and I love most of them. I love most of them, not all of them, just most of them. All these Christmas movies, they're so cool. And especially the ones that you remember watching when you're growing up. Like Die Hard always kicks off the season. That's right. I don't know why people consider Die Hard a Christmas movie, but it never fails. It's on every year around this time. And you know what? I haven't watched that movie in so long. I might actually watch it this year. I might. What? Barbie and the Snowman. What is that? Santa Claus Coming to Town, for real. And the Grinch. Who doesn't like watching the Grinch? But, man, let me tell you what. Rambo is the first X-Men. What? Rambo? What? No. Rambo. What the hell? I don't watch Rambo. But I don't know. I might have to get, like, suck it up and watch Die Hard. What's some other good ones that we got out there? I mean, do you guys watch? Are you guys too old to watch the cartoon Christmas ones? Are you? Are you too old? And then you got The Santa Claus Part 1, 2, 3, 12. I don't even know. I lost track with the. Yeah, I lost track of that one. Do you guys watch the Christmas ones like that are cartoons though? Huh? Do you? Like the what is it? Like Rudolph and the Misfit Toys or whatever. And I don't know. I mean, I like all that stuff. It's cute. It's so cute. Is it set during Christmas? No, never, never. I mean, my kids are all too old to watch this, the cartoon ones, but I'm sorry. It brings me back to the good old days. Oh, hi. I'm being switched to my chair. Hold up.
What's up, everyone? How you guys and gals doing? Hopefully everything's going good out there. What's up, China? Thanks for taking it for a second or two.
Yeah, we were talking about Christmas movies, and I said how we're starting to watch The Christmas Train on Prime last night. We didn't get to finish it, but hopefully we'll finish it. And then I started asking them what kind of Christmas movies they like watching. And of course, Die Hard. I still don't get how that's a Christmas movie, but I think I might actually watch it this year. It's been a long time since we've seen that movie.
It has. Harley Davidson salesmen are a bunch of geeks. I think that's the case, don't you?
Well,
come on, just look at the guy that comes into your gas station.
He actually.
Okay, she is not allowed to smoke anymore on the show.
Last week, Johnny actually came in wearing pajama pants.
really.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was like praying to God that no, like he was actually hoping I wasn't there, but I was, all to just get a soda at like 10:30 at night.
Do you know, sometimes I just want to punch you.
Why?
Because I hate soda.
Soda?
You sound just like a freaking suburbanite.
Well, I was raised in the suburbs.
So this Harley Davidson salesperson was wearing pajamas.
He was wearing pajama pants and a jacket. Yeah. With like his slip on shoes and stuff. Yeah. He looked kind of funny. I wish I was paying more attention when he came in until he came.
I wish
you
would have took a picture and I would have put him all over the place.
It would have been great.
That's insanity. That just proves my point that Harley Davidson salesmen are geeks.
They are. They're kind of dorky.
What the hell happened? We talked about this last night anyway on the show with Gray, my favorite biker, Mike. You were on there.
Yeah.
And it just seems like the whole culture has changed. And I don't think for the good.
No, I don't.
Especially when you see somebody wearing damn freaking pajama pants.
Yeah. Well, I kind of think it's kind of old news when you walk into to Harley dealer now and the guys, they smell like they bathed in their cologne.
Oh, my goodness. They smell like French whores.
I mean, it's like, come on, calm it down.
Just a little bit.
You're a sales dude at Harley. You're not going to get a chick working here. Just saying. You're not. If that's your goal, you're going to fail.
I don't know, man. You never know.
I'm just that. Eh. I don't think they're going to catch it. No, I've seen all the sales guys at the two closest to us.
Now, do they look like they actually are hardcore riders?
Hail to the no. They all look like weekend warriors. Sorry.
And I bet some of them don't even ride.
Probably. You know, and the funny thing is if you're going to sell a Harley, I think you should own one.
You think?
I think you should own one. You should also know how to work on one if you're gonna work in a sale. If you're gonna work in a sales job, you need to.
So that's, it's like they're hiring all these GQ people.
Yeah, but they're not GQ. They're a lot of them are very fugly.
Oh yeah. Most well, you know, them, you're a woman, them. So you know you can give us your opinion on this.
Most of the guys are really
they remind fugly. Me of the guys that actually, you know, you were in high school with the pocket protectors.
Okay, yeah, there's a few of them at not the one closest to us, but the other one.
Right.
Yeah, there's a few over there that look like they were definitely pulling off the pocket protector back in the day and the glasses with the Band-Aid in the middle. I'm just saying.
And it's so funny when you go up to them, you know, Gray nailed it right, man.
Oh, my God. Gray's TikTok video with him playing Timmy, the sales clerk. I could not stop laughing.
Let's hear Timmy, the sales clerk.
Yeah, hey, this is Timmy down at the Harley shop. Yeah, you came in and looked at a bike this year and we talked. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's our end of the year savings. We got some crazy interest rates. Like 1.5%, and got the regional sales managers in here. He wants to meet you personally. Says he's gonna get you a good deal today. You're gonna miss out on your dream bike if you don't come on down. Can I see you about 2:00? Yeah, does that sound good? Okay, we'll see you then. All right, come on in. Oh,
that's about what they sound like.
Oh my God, I was dying.
Am I right? But that's how they sound.
That is how they sound. He's actually got like three other videos that he did after that one. That is like him standing in front of one of the bikes and like totally trying to sell it off, talking about tires and this and that. And I'm like, oh, he's like, dude, no, you ain't got to worry about getting yourself. Oh, you've had three tires. Didn't I tell you about the tire insurance? I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. They do got the tire insurance, don't they?
Yeah.
I looked at them when they said that. I was like, you stupid ass. You think I'm really stupid to get tire insurance, really?
But I was just like, it was great.
The tire insurance costs more than the damn tire does. Yeah, getting it without it.
Yep. You might as well just forget about the tire insurance because you're cheaper just paying without the insurance because the insurance covers really nothing. It's just another way to get money out of you.
The only insurance that you'd want to get is gap insurance in case something, because you know you're already underwater when it comes to, you know, pulling out of the dealership with a motorcycle. So you got that upside down loan already. Mm-hmm. And if something happens and your insurance only pays what the bike's worth, you gotta have the gap insurance to cover that, so you'll break even.
That's true.
That's about the only insurance I would want. Mm-hmm. I've always gotten that.
Yeah.
But tire insurance, wake up, people. It costs more than just getting a damn tire.
Well, and then the part in the same video when he was talking about, you know, you're going to use your old bike as a trade-in. And, yeah, we know you paid $35,000, but it's 3 years old now, so we'll offer you $15,000.
And people go for that. What are you doing? Sell it on Marketplace, man, because that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, most likely. They'll advertise it there, that's for sure. And then they'll, you know, be like, well, here's where it's located. Then
so you now you got a salesman from Kegels that comes into a gas station wearing pajamas. That just, you know what? That's
great.
That proves my point altogether.
But the sad part is it's not just him nowadays. Everywhere you look, people are out in public wearing pajama pants.
Is that the new thing?
I think they consider pajama pants just an article of clothing now.
No, what worries me more is you actually got these guys getting in pajamas.
In pajama pants?
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite is when the couple's coming in, they're matching their pajama pants.
Oh my God, that's so geeky.
Well, how geeky is it when you see people in the family Christmas photos now and they all wear matching sweaters? What the hell is that shit?
Well, you know, some people are festive.
Yeah, a little too festive. I mean, if you're going to wear a sweater, at least wear an ugly sweater. Come on. Ugly sweaters for Christmas are the bomb.
Well, don't they wear ugly sweaters or they wear like these yuppie geek ones? It's like, remember in the 80s when they used to wrap a sweater around their neck?
Put the sweater around their neck. It's and like, they
dude,
never
what
wore
the
it.
Hell is wrong with you, man?
They all look like they played tennis. There, oh, wait. My bad.
There is. Do you notice you'd look back at the 80s at some of the fashions that we used to have and it's always the yuppies that look stupid?
Yeah. Yeah.
We would go around and band outfit, you know, band freaking t-shirts, leather jackets. And you look over there, it's like, dude, you stupid.
With the polo shirts. Yeah, with the polo shirts around their necks.
And then, what is that, loafers?
The loafers and their khaki pants.
Khaki pants.
Khaki pants. What, the tan pants?
Have you ever dated a yuppie? Come on. Don't lie.
No.
You know what? China Dow always lying, man.
No, I didn't. Oh, my God. My first long-term boyfriend was a stoner. My second was a guy that rode a crotch rocket. And then there's the yuppie. And then there's you.
No,
those are my three long-term boyfriends.
Yeah, but I'm not talking just long-term. I'm maybe talking short-term.
And like I dated?
Yeah.
I didn't know. No, I was too busy jumping from one relationship to the next as far as the three long-term ones. I didn't really date.
Were you a hoe?
Really? How am I a hoe if I had three long-term boyfriends?
Yeah, but you said you were jumping around.
Jumping around in from one long-term to the next.
Oh, I just thought you outed yourself as a hoe.
Oh, my God, no. You're a hoe.
Well, I always admit this.
I'm not. I had three long-term relationships. One that led into the next.
You're the only one that I've had that's long-term.
Yeah, I know.
Even my first marriage, I was out there screwing 3 days later.
I know. I don't know.
I don't lie.
No. You just don't tell.
My pecker has freaking a head of its own. It's got a mind.
You just don't tell.
Well, nobody asked.
Doesn't help you didn't wear a ring.
I don't wear rings now.
No, you don't. But you don't hesitate to tell people that you are.
Well, yeah, if you ask.
Oh, so they have to ask.
Yeah, you just
got to
ask
out.
Me and I'll tell you the truth. But if you don't ask, what's the problem? It must not mean anything then. Hey, are you married? Yeah. Well, why didn't you tell me 3 months earlier? Well, you didn't ask.
Jason says, crotch rocket from where you grew up is a yuppie.
Yeah, that's a yuppie.
Okay, maybe he was, but I don't know.
Did he wear a sweater?
No.
But I guess he bathed and perfumed. And
he did wear a leather, but smelled profusely like cologne. It's like when we were riding on the back, when I was on the back of his crotch rocket, all I smelled the whole time was his cologne, as it was, the wind was blowing the smell right in my face.
Right.
So he bathed in his cologne.
Nasty business.
Yeah, with his leather that matched his bike.
You notice how they do that on crotch rockets? They all
they got to match. Their gear has to match their bike.
They do. Okay, I got a red bike. I got to have red.
He had a red katana, and he wore a he went back and forth. He would either wear a black leather, or he had a red and white leather to match his katana.
That was the one
single photo that I actually have on the back of his bike, which is probably up in the attic, was he was wearing a black leather.
So you're telling me you keep pictures of your old boyfriends?
I don't know.
What a hoe.
I don't know if it's up there or not.
You're a hoe.
I'm not a hoe. My dad took the photo, so.
You a hoe. Don't you? You know what? What's funny?
I don't even
funny?
Know if it's up there. It might be.
You know what's I'll funny? Is us guys, we can go to women, but that's cool. But are you
but
women
we do it? We're hoes.
You a hoe.
You guys do it. You get a pat on the back.
Ain't that beautiful?
What the hell?
I
no.
love the hypocrite. It's Hollywood time. I just woke up.
Dude, no, it's not just Hollywood time. Last night,
hypocrisy.
Last night you had one major faux pas.
What?
UTI.
It's Universal Technical Institute, you dumbass. Look it up.
But that's not the school you were talking about. You
yeah, that was MMI.
Talking about MMI and all, man, Gray nailed you before I even got you on that one.
Hey, you're going to have a UTI, man.
Gray's like, they have medicine for that. And I'm like, dang, he got it first. I wanted to call you up.
You know what? In the old days, man, you used to be able to get a shot of penicillin.
And it nowadays, cure up everything.
Now you can.
No, that doesn't help. Crap,
you
got to
be careful out there.
You got to watch where you're putting your pecker.
Yeah, you do. You got to lace that sucker up with a couple rounds of condoms, man.
I'm telling you. Triple glove it.
You women are nasty, you little things.
Oh
now
my god, well, you guys are the ones passing it around.
No, it's you women. No. You women do it right out of spite.
No.
All dirty and stuff. It's
oh
dead fish
Jesus.
Down there.
You're terrible.
It ain't terrible. You're dead fish down there.
I mean, you got to admit, when it's super cold out, when we ride on your bike, we both wear a leather.
Where did that come from? You're trying to turn the conversation from you being dirty.
Go there anymore. We're over that conversation. Just move on, press on.
But you know what's funny?
Like
the old leathers ain't even in. I guess they're not in anymore.
Oh, like the old school biker leather.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see many of those anymore. Very few.
Very few of them. Even on a bike. You know, when you see people riding, it's like, wow.
I
what
see more
here?
People wearing those biker leathers that do not own a motorcycle than I do those that ride.
Ain't that amazing?
And I'm like,
you know what? I have to admit, I don't wear them anymore.
No, a lot of times you'll just throw on that heavy flannel that you have.
That's all I do.
It's got to be really cold for you to bust your leather out.
Yeah, it has to be freezing out.
Mm-hmm. But normally you'll just throw on your heavy flannel.
You think those Harley-Davidson salesmen, the geeks, they they wear pajamas now, that they wear the matching jackets with their helmets?
Probably.
You know, there's nothing wrong with a, you know, a half lid. No. But damn, when you get full lid, I hate the foggy. It would fog out. But then you got to spend extra money to get the fog stuff.
I hate wearing our full helmets. I always feel like.
Yeah, but
like
when it's cold out,
like
you don't.
Claustrophobic.
When it's cold out, you don't.
No, when it's cold out, I'm appreciative of wearing a full face helmet because I ain't getting blasted in the face and frozen snot hanging out my nose.
Frozen snot. That's the thing up here up north. You get frozen
frozen boogies hanging out your nostrils. How'd you freeze? It's bad.
It is. It gets bad.
It's nasty. It's just gross. Ew.
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 Anyway.
Whatever.
So I think we proved our point. Salesmen aren't geeks.
They go into gas stations in pajamas.
Well,
pants.
Like we were talking about yesterday, man, you can't even have a beer in there anymore. They'd probably get fired.
No, it's I think the old school. Okay, this is
it's dead.
The old school biker repair slash dealership, whatever.
It's
has gone to Yuppieville.
I don't know why they just don't have Mickey Mouse as the mascot, man. I mean, it turns into Disneyland, all the dealerships.
I mean, don't you think it's kind of gone to Yuppieville where they're all like snotty? And
it is all Yuppieville now, man. When you walk in there and they look at you and it's like, what the hell happened here?
They don't even acknowledge you.
It's bullshit.
It's not what like walking into other places where you walk into other places are like, hi, how you doing? How you doing? Let me know if you need any help with anything. No, you walk into Harley and they just go. You just hear crickets because you don't look like you can afford a bike.
Right.
If you look like you can afford a bike, they're all on you like flies on dog do.
I'm telling you, what do we got going on in the news today?
Oh, well, we've got a lot of things, actually. I've got two good stories that happened over the weekend.
See, there's a difference of opinion, okay?
What?
What you consider good and what everybody else does.
All right, well, I consider this good.
Be prepared to be bored.
Oh, my God. For really? Instead
Look
of
at
for
us,
real.
You're getting China dollars.
For really? Let's see. Bikers Drive Fill the Pantry is taking place for the second consecutive year.
Well, this is a good story then.
Yes.
I thought it was going to be one of your murder rampage ones where the woman cuts off the guy's head.
No. A local group of motorcycle enthusiasts.
Enthusiasts. There you go.
At least they're specific.
The geeks are out there raising money.
Are coming together to help feed families in need in Eaton County.
Where's Eaton County at?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. That's why I'm listening to you.
I don't know. I'm just going. I don't know. It says Charlotte Eaton Rapids. That's the newspaper. I don't know. I don't know.
You're doing a damn story and don't know where the hell it's coming from.
I don't know. It says the county. Google it. Google it. So anyways, the Bikers Food Drive started in 2022 by the Diamondback and Brotherhood Motorcycle Clubs to support organizations like Helping Hands Food Pantry. The goal is to stamp out hunger and feed as many families in need during the holiday season. So far in 2023, the drive has helped feed more than 2,300 families.
That's awesome right there.
To have a family event, you need to have food. If you're going to cook a ham or a turkey, they depend on the food pantry. They depend on them to go get the items so they can enjoy their holiday with their family. Brotherhood motorcycle member Jim Kerbitz.
Who's
said
Jim
that
Kerbitz?
That's what he said. The last drive of the season will be December 13th, which will be coming up this week. And the Diamondbacks Motorcycle Club in Potterville with them. And the hopes is to expand its efforts to spring with the drive at Easter time. So they're going to do the drive again on Easter.
Rock and roll, man, right
so,
there. Got some good stuff
you.
Happening
that
out there
good.
With raising some funds, man.
I like people that do that. And you know,
but
what?
I do like that they're motorcycle enthusiasts.
I like how they specifically state that, too. They don't call themselves a club or anything. They actually say that they're an enthusiast.
And there's nothing wrong with being a motorcycle enthusiast. Nothing wrong with it.
Hell no, but it's good that the news people actually got it right.
Well, they usually don't get anything right, but I guess I get to give
right.
them that
well,
one.
Well, you got
to
give them that. You
I got
to
give
them
that.
That.
What's another one?
Oklahoma, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
I'm telling you what, man, bikers and enthusiasts are really kicking it up. They get done donations in this week.
Yeah, and here's another one. Baca and A-Bait and Marines Toys
A-Bait,
for Tots.
A-Bait, my nemesis. They're my nemesis. You know what? After I was talking crap about A-Bait, all the people out there were pissed. They were.
At you?
Yeah, I guess, you know, those motorcycle enthusiasts, they, you know, that patch, you know, really, you know, they're proud of it.
Well.
And they don't want Hollywood talking about them.
It happens. Stop being a hater.
I ain't a hater. Stop talking about grass clippings.
So Baca, A-Bay, and Marines Toys for Tots.
I do like Baca, man. Baca is fucking killer.
They're amazing. They gathered in Broken Arrow just this past Friday afternoon to pick up toys collected for children for in need for the holiday season.
Now, I do. I have a question here. Broken Arrow, is that is that subliminal for, you know?
No. Oh, my God. No. No. Stop it.
Just asking.
Every quarter, Abate chooses a community project, and this time around, they chose the 44th annual Toys for Tots run ahead of Christmas. It's the largest toy run in Oklahoma, says Rob Jones, the vice president of Abate Tulsa. Abate stopped by Leisure Park Elementary on Friday to pick up toys the students had donated.
Mm-hmm.
And Jones said that their goal is to fill up two tractor trailers full of toys. Jones said that they meet this goal every year.
That's a lot of damn toys right there, man. Tractor trailers. Yeah. One of them are freaking amazing.
And he said they are staging the trailers. They just staged the trailers yesterday in Jenks at the Riverwalk for those that wanted to participate over this weekend.
Right, Steve? A freaking A-Bay crew is coming for me with a Howard Stern.
Oh, my God. Jones
already, man, I'm getting people in there. What's wrong with A-Bay?
Jones said
on the time.
6,000 motorcycles participated in the run.
Does Ventura have a toy drop-off in the Santa Maria area? I don't know. Dibs is in from England, man.
Dibber
is in the ass off grass clip and should try living in the countryside like me and riding in autumn fall wet leaves. Now they really are slippery. I wonder if A-Bait's going to go after the wet leaves next.
Oh, it could happen.
You know,
how what we all do when you're blowing the leaves out of the yard with your little, you know, that.
Yeah, they're going to get me in trouble now.
You blow them into the street, right? Why not? Or like,
they actually made a law in Illinois about grass clippings because A-Bait. It's like, dude, I want to smack you.
You can't blow your lawn clippings in the street.
You don't know how to ride through a damn freaking thing of grass, you stupid.
That's just like saying what? You can't ride through gravel either?
I don't know, man. Sand. People bitch about the it's trivial what
I mean,
people bitch about.
I always blow the leaves and stuff in the neighbor's yard, just saying. They can have them.
Well, you know, women, you know, do blow it anyway.
Shut up. Leave it alone.
I'll leave it alone.
Yeah,
right,
just
there.
Walk away from that. God.
Road Rage is starting a campaign to stop people from blowing their snow into the road because it's dangerous for bikers. You know, you get one of these Harley Davidson salespeople. They're the ones running A-Bait now, okay?
Technically.
The geeks are running A-Bait.
The geeks and the nerds.
Yeah, they don't have good parties anymore like they used to. It's like the revenge of the nerds up in A-Bait, man.
Revenge of the nerds. Nerds.
But that movie was killer.
Shut up. I love that movie. I don't care who you are.
You got that right, Dibber. A-Bait sounds like they wear girls' blouses, man. Blouses is something I haven't heard in like a million years. That reminds me of grannies. Oh, wait a second. You are a granny.
Shut up. I'm a hot grandma.
Yeah, you got to admit, man. Grandmas now look a lot different than the grandmas back then.
Yeah. Do I look like the typical grandma? I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness.
So you want some more news?
In a second, man. Where, you know, you're always trying to move me along, man.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You need to be sorry.
I'm sorry.
You wear pajama pants. I should be making fun of you.
I'm not wearing. I don't wear them out in public. I wear them around the house. And mine are cool.
What are you? You got Igor or something?
Eeyore. And Stitch.
How the hell is that cool?
Because they're cool. Because Eeyore is my spirit animal. And Stitch, you know. Stitch is just cool.
Eeyore's a damn freaking cartoon. How is it your spirit animal?
So is Stitch.
You women are freaking stupid sometimes.
Eeyore is my spirit animal.
Oh my goodness gracious. Shush. Shush. Freaking embarrassing.
Yes, I am a grandmother of five.
Yeah.
I'm a hot grandma. You just jealous.
I guess I am.
You're just jealous your grandma wasn't hot.
Most grandmas scare you.
Mine did. Mine creeped me out.
Craziness. I'm telling you.
Mine scared me a lot. Just putting it out there.
I don't know, man. You're right with the salesman, dude. They got the, you know, Jacquard Noir even a thing anymore?
No. No.
It ain't? What about Polo?
No.
Am I that old?
No. Yeah.
I thought they smelled wicked, man.
I still like the smell of Jacquard and Polo. I think it's wrong that they don't wear it. But now the biggest thing
I wear Adidas.
Axe body spray. It's like they bathe in it. Well, they do because they have Axe shampoo and Axe body wash.
So Axe actually has a cologne?
Axe deodorant and cologne. It's like, people, calm it down. Just calm it down a notch. Teen Spirit. That was a good one back in the day.
You know what? Gobbles said the same. Look at this, man. HD wants $150 a month to store your bike. Well, yeah, I put mine in the garage on a battery charger and let it freeze its ass off out there. It's like, what the hell? Yeah, I don't start it any damn way.
Remember back in the younger years, you used to actually cover yours with a blanket.
That's all I did.
And you do also make sure that you put something in the tailpipe so no.
Yeah, the little mice.
So the mice don't get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that sucker was up in a tarp and shit. It's metal. What the hell's wrong with you people? $150 a month. That's stupid.
I think that's crazy. You just better pay. Why don't you just pay your friend $50 a month?
Oh, we'll give you a detail after, you know, winter.
If you ain't got a garage, then talk to one of your buddies that has a garage. I'm sure they'll let you put your bike there.
Now there's something with Bill. Old Spice.
Oh, yeah. I remember Old Spice. That was my dad's. My dad was Old Spice. My dad actually had, it was a glass container that looked like a pickup truck.
Oh, my goodness. I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was like,
that's like the Aqua Velva.
It was like a green little clear, like see-through truck. And the little butt part had the screw. And it was, it was Old Spice in that biatch.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm storing Marco's bike right now. Just a battery tender and see you later.
Yeah, we've got year two, and then Marco's is out there, so.
Yeah. It's like, what the hell? Why do I want to pay $150 for
it? Well, he was going to have to.
Stupid.
He was going to have to pay more to store his.
Yeah.
Because he was actually going to go to a storage place and, rent a storage unit.
Yeah, and they sit there and act like it's the biggest thing that, you know, there is to store your bike in their dealership. Oh, it's climate controlled. So, shut up.
Who cares?
Shut up. It gives your bike some freaking, you know, prowess to have it out there freezing its ass off. You know, I have to admit, though, I have a freaking insulated garage, really insulated.
And we've got heat out there, too, if we really want to turn it on.
Yeah, but that didn't cost me all kinds of monies to turn on that heater.
Oh, my God, to turn that heater on in the garage, I swear to you, if we turn that on even for a day, it feels like it doubles our damn electric bill.
That's why I sit there with a radiant heater and just chill and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, you still hang out there.
I still hang out in my garage.
It'd be 30 degrees out. He don't care. He's out in the garage.
Yeah, I'm away from you.
I know.
Any day I'm away from you is a good day.
Okay, well, I work at 1, so you're fine.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Are you good?
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? That's what I wish I had, Dirty Knobs, is a wood burner in the garage. I would freaking be out there every day. You'll never see me.
Do you remember that one that looked like a damn rocket that you used to have, that blower?
It wasn't a rocket. It was like a freaking damn barrel.
No, I'm talking about the big silver one that you used to have. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The one that sounded like an airplane?
Yes. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
That heater, that thing was annoying.
Only you would call it a rocket.
It looked like a giant wiener, really. I was just trying to be nice saying it, Rocket. What? Looked like a dildo on wheels.
Freaking stupid. Always have that on your mind.
God, you're stupid.
What else we got going?
Well, we have got in Fort Myers over this past week, a bank remains open after a car crashed into the side of the building near Fort Myers. The crash happened at Truist Bank Thursday morning. According to the crew on scene, the car pulled forward at the bank and crashed into the side of the building, and it was sad state.
Listening to our music in the shower could be dangerous. Have you ever tried to twerk in the shower?
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
You know what? Since Dib's in here, you know, it's different for Americans, I think. When you look at the neighborhoods and the houses, their stuff is like made out of freaking stone, man. No wonder it's been around for 1,000 years or some shit like that. That just came to mind. I don't know why. Just came out of mind. But I hear they don't have the best weather over there. It's rainy all the time.
It's rainy.
Yeah, the only place we have that's like that is right here in freaking, Washington State.
Florida has it every year. Every day it rains at least once.
I don't know, not every day.
When I used to go to Disney World when I was a kid, it would rain every day for 15 minutes.
Dude, you're a freaking yuppie going to Disney World. What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't know. That's where my dad took us.
I don't know, but I hear the weather is pretty bad out there. That sucks.
Sad.
It is. Cold, rainy. No, what, you know, if you look at the medieval times, the English castles were like dungeons and stuff like that. You go to France and it was all cool. I don't know what was wrong with the English. I don't know.
What do you think? Do you got issues?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they got a lot of babies out there. That's because they're always in the house. Nothing else to do. Always in there.
So you want to talk about Nashville, Tennessee?
No, Bill, I'm not in Washington State. I'm in Communist Illinois.
You want to talk about Nashville, Tennessee?
What about Nashville?
A massive marijuana grow operation was found inside a Tennessee church after a week-long investigation.
Look at that, Trojan. I'm from the UK. If you don't ride in the rain, you don't ride. I told you it rains a lot out there.
It happens.
I told you.
It happened. So a search warrant was taken out against the church on Highway 46 in Indiantown.
Oh, yeah. They had a freaking grow house. I love it. I wish I went to that church.
By the sheriff's office and the 23rd Judicial Drug Task Force. The investigation was launched a few weeks ago, and when the neighbors complained about the smell coming from the church, according to the sheriff's office.
Rats.
The church was originally built as a Methodist church, but was bought and turned into just a new place of worship. So the sheriff
Dibbers says a man where they have a riding season when it gets cold. We ride and rally all year round. Screw that. It's cold. Screw that. Riding. And I used to do it when I was younger. Remember that? I'd be out all the time.
Yeah.
But now my bones, man. My bones, it don't allow me to. It goes out there, you're cold, it's freezing out there. Yes, do it. No, it ain't gonna do that. It's amazing how when you get older, you change. Not young anymore. I don't got young bones.
No,
I don't got a young boner either anymore.
Oh my god, stop. You're stupid. So, after the interviews, deputies looked into the property's electric bill, which they say came out to about $3,000 a month, as well as a high water bill.
I love it, man. That's the kind of church I would go to.
The investigation took longer than expected due to the possibility of booby traps being laid out for law enforcement. Upon executing the search warrant, the deputies found over 2,000 plants, both dried and live.
I love that church.
Yeah, you want to go?
I want to be a part of that church.
They said the sheriff, Frankie Gray, said this wasn't a fly-by-night operation. The sheriff's office shut down the largest marijuana grow in country history, they claim. One person in custody, but more arrests are expected to be made.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So imagine that. You living next to a church and all you smell is pot.
I love it.
I find it funny that these people at this church actually had booby traps outside for like when the cops came. I find it funny.
I don't know, man. I'm over here on the BBC. I'm trying to freaking find some UK news for everybody. You know, they call football something different than us. It's soccer.
Football,
over there.
Soccer.
You know, yeah. I can never get into the game. Soccer. It's boring.
That's my favorite.
Soccer's your favorite, but they do got Formula One and rugby.
I mean, if I had to pick anything, I'm all about soccer and ice hockey. That's me.
Yeah, that's us. That's
I love soccer, ice hockey.
I like baseball.
I love me a good hockey game, especially when there's a fight, because, man, they got some real cojones fighting on blades and not, you know, falling. That's just awesome.
I'm trying to find UK news, man. There's like nothing over there except this dude that I guess is a prime minister. And he's saying Eat Out to Help Out was safe and designed to save jobs, Sunak has to say. And I guess the prime minister, see, they don't got a president like us. They'd have vote his ass out right in the middle of his freaking term. I love it. I wish I had that opportunity.
Dibber says football is called football. You lot call it soccer. We got it wrong. It's our bad.
Us Americans are stupid. We always got to be special. You know, they got the, what is it? We use millimeters and centimeters.
Okay, so then
metric system, and we have the standard system. Yeah. We got to be so different now.
So here's my question for Dibber, you know. If football is technically what we call soccer, then what do you guys actually call football? The what we call football here.
Okay, here's another thing here. I guess UK voters, and yes, I got some UK people in here, so we got to give them some news on that. I just find it fascinating how different they are over there to us Americans. UK voters want closer relationship with EU in significant shifts since Brexit. I think they want to go back to the European Union. I don't know why. That's like a new world order to us and the Americans, man. Even though, you know, we do rent some New York property to you worthless UN. But I guess the majority are now in favor of going back to the EU. That's one world order stuff over there. That's weird. If you ask me, so that's the news from the UK.
I got my answer from Dibber. Up there, well, where he's from, rugby is what we call football, except they don't wear.
Wait a second.
They don't wear the pads.
So that is football, rugby.
Rugby is what we call football here.
Is
in
that
the
where
States.
They beat the shit out of each other? I love
and
that game.
And he says they don't wear all the armor and stuff like football players do.
Well, we hit harder.
No shoulder pads.
Yeah, but we hit hard.
You know, some women back in the day, back in the 80s. And
why
the
is
90s,
it back in the day?
80s and 90s. Their shoulder pads were pretty big.
Yeah, they were. But I don't get the game of rugby. It's like, okay, we go end zone to end zone, and they're like kicking it. And it's like, dude, you're mixing it up.
Yeah, you're losing me.
You're hooked on phonics over there with this kind of stuff.
Well, and and it's different because, I mean, I've seen like glimpses of like clips of rugby games, and it's like they're running down the field and they could still throw it.
That's what I mean.
We can't.
No, that's unfair.
Once the running back or whatever's got that ball, see, I don't know football, but it's like once the dude's got the ball and he's running towards the end zone, he can't throw it off to somebody and play keep away.
Yeah, that's what it is keep away.
It's like a big giant game of keep away.
And then they got baseball wrong over there. They call it cricket. You got it all wrong.
I don't understand that game either. I don't get it with the sticks on the ground with the thing. I don't get it. I don't get that game. It's so confusing.
They do. They got it all wrong, man. Oh, they thought it was baseball, but, you know, that's really stick ball.
Can you imagine using one of those cricket bats in baseball, though, with how wide they are? Dude, less strikeouts.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen how wide cricket bats are?
Yeah. But that stuff's coming fast.
That'd be awesome in baseball.
I gotta agree.
It's a bigger target.
Yeah, I gotta agree.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I gotta agree.
I mean, for them to play rugby and they're not wearing pads and stuff, come on. That's a man's sport.
Dude, I think I'd be lost in England.
I would, as far as sports are concerned.
Well,
I mean,
that and
I,
you know what?
Bad
and hey, wait a second, man. You're driving on the wrong side of the road. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that would throw me off. Isn't the steering wheel on the opposite
side? It's on
the
opposite
car?
Side. It's on the passenger side. It's like, dude, so what are you doing over there?
Talk about passenger driving.
Everybody else in the world drives on the right side of the road, and then
they drive on the left.
They go on the left, you know, in Australia and England.
And the steering wheel is on the opposite side of
it's
the
like,
car.
Dude, I would freaking be so confused.
Yeah, I would be.
But I'd love to
so
go to
confused.
England. I want to see some of the medieval castles. I do, but I especially want to go to Australia. They got the hottest women in the world, I hear.
I want to go to Australia. I want to see two kangaroos fight.
Oh, that would be fun if you can kangaroo box.
I want to see somebody get their butt kicked by a kangaroo.
That is just, so funny.
Just putting it out there.
Baseball is a ripoff of British Rounders. What's British Rounders?
I have no
idea. See, this is all the good. This is all the stuff I'm learning.
Dibber's edumacating us on sports.
There you go.
I'm so confused. I'm blonde, though. It happens.
I don't know, but I would like to go to Australia, but they'd never let me into Cox.
Probably not.
They won't even let me go to Canada anymore, jerk offs.
No, you're not allowed in Canada.
Go to the border, next thing you know. Oh, you're on a list. Yeah, uh-huh, jackasses. Isn't there a town in Australia that has like a 5-to-1 women to men ratio? See, that's what I'm talking about. I got a 1 in 5 chance of getting laid. By a hot one. Here in the United States, I got a 1 in 5 chance of getting freaking sit on by a whale.
Ouch. Rude. Last time I checked, I lost all that weight. I don't know what you're talking about.
Why is it always got to be about you?
Why is it always got to be about you?
The personalities on this radio show are going to take a quick break. They're going to get a cup of coffee, call mommy and ask for gas money, and they'll be right back.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR-DB Rockford.
Yeah, I've been up to Windsor, Steve, back in the early 90s. Now they won't let me over to border.
Yeah, he actually, it was really cute when he went to Windsor.
What do you mean? Really?
Because I still have it. You bought me a postcard and you wrote me a thing on a postcard and you actually mailed it to me. It was really cute. I think it
was Miller Brewing Company.
That was up in Canada.
Miller Brewing Company was in Milwaukee.
It was in Canada that you sent me the... Shut up. I'm going to find it and show you.
Yeah, you're going to have to find it because you're stupid. That was from freaking the Miller Brewing
Jason
Company.
Said, and I bet over there you don't have to worry as much about it being a real woman or not.
I think he has a point. Over
in,
here.
In England, don't women not shave their armpits?
I don't know. I think that's Germany.
Is it Germany?
Yeah, they're Germans.
Oh.
Yes, I think
but I
it's
know
them.
There's some, yeah, they don't do that in one of the countries.
Yeah,
over
it's
there.
Germany
Is it
or
Germany?
France. I don't know.
Dibber goes, oh, yes, you do. have you made an oops, Dibber? Did you hit on a chick that wasn't one?
No, he's talking about the armpit air.
Oh, no, I think he's talking about the real women. I think he's talking
think
about the real women.
Confused.
No, I think you're confused.
You're always confused.
You're always confused. Stop.
You're a dork.
Pay attention.
Dana is in the house. Rock on, Dana.
Hi, Dana. How are you?
China doll hitting on Dana right now.
How you doing?
Freaking dork.
Hole or pole. He has the balls to ask if they have a hole or a pole.
Oh my goodness gracious, man. Oh my gracious. Oh,
there you go. Answer Ron's question.
How much time are you going to invest in a failure company? Who's stupid here? HD is dead. I guess HD must be dead now. HD is long from dead. But anyway, guys and gals, thanks for tuning in today. You guys all rock. Dibber in the Winds out here. He's on YouTube as well as a lot of other good creators. Go over and support the real ones. Don't support that AI crap that's all over the web now. But anyway, you guys and gals, have a good one. We'll catch you later.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all the replays of Motorcycle Madhouse shows. Don't miss out on our lives Monday through Friday at Rock On.